Well, blessed people, Lord Jehovah has spoken of me. But Jehovah Elohim, the Lord Jehovah Adonai, Jehovah, the God of Israel, has spoken to me, blessed people. A very, very serious conversation. And the Lord has spoken about Nakuru Menengai 6. The Lord Almighty has spoken about the grand, mega, super glorious, historic Nakuru Menengai 6 revival healing service. And the whole night, the Lord Almighty began to talk to me. We had conferences the whole night up to 4, but from that point on, the Lord began to speak with me about Nakuru Menengai 6. The Lord brought me to the meeting, and I see many, many, many cripples, very many cripples that are going to get up and walk away. It's very, very powerful, that meeting. It's a historic meeting, actually. This is going to be the most historic meeting on the face of in the history of the earth. This meeting is going to be the most historic meeting in the history of the earth. Nakuru Menengai 6, the grand, mega, super glorious, historic revival healing service. And the Lord was showing me many cripples that have walked, many blind that will see. I see them already at the altar, and it's such a big explosion of revival. It is the place to be. Nobody who wants to enter heaven or wants to get healed can be in another place. It is the place to be, because it will be such a massive explosion of revival and healing service. Unbelievable. Tremendous. Very awesome. Very mighty. Very historic. Very glorious. Very powerful. And I see these many cripples walking, including crippled children. Some of them are 5 years old, 7 years, totally crippled, getting up and walking. And some of them is cerebral palsy, because you can see even the way they are doing, almost like my son Shada Koibo. That's how they are walking. They are doing as they are walking. Very, very serious. Very serious. And then I see many blind whose eyes are going to pop open, and then many deaf ears pop open. They're rushing to me. They're rushing to me to come and tell me that, look, my deaf ears have opened. They're doing with their hand like this, open like this. Open here at the altar, because we were so busy taking the cripples and the blind, so we did not reach the deaf for some time. So the deaf also was saying, but look, my ear, they're doing the hand like this. It's open this ear. And a lot of them. And then the Lord has shown me also different conditions. The mute, I see the mute talking. I've seen someone's mouth opening and he's speaking. He's mute. And I see he's talking. The mute are talking. And then I see cancers. I see the cancer of the tongue. I don't know what has happened. It's a case of the tongue, and it has dried up. It was very bad. So the tongue became eaten like a wound. So be very careful, blessed people. Those of you who are not on the Lord's side, be very careful. The same God who is showing me cancers can put cancers in you. This is very serious. Be very careful. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. God is showing me cancers of the tongue that have eaten the tongue very badly, and they dry up. But some of them you see still having blood, but have dried up and have busted, and the tumors were busted out, and they are drying up. It's going to be very massive in Nakuru, very, very massive. I see the tongue, the cancers dried up finally, instantly, and the tumor burst, and the tongue became normal and dried up, but you can see rudiments of the cancer now drying up, the little bit of blood here and there, but dried up, and the pain gone instantly. So when I woke up, I said, wow. So those who are fooling around with the Lord should know that the Lord can actually put cancer into your tongue. If he's telling me to go and confront cancer and kill it and bring it down, he can use it also to judge you if you fool around on this route, on this mission where he's trying to rescue his people from deadly diseases and situations. Then I see also, so cancers, the wounds, the diabetic wounds are going to dry up. It's going to be a very, very massive revival healing service, blessed people. Very, very powerful, very heavy, very massive power. And when I enter in, it's like a tsunami or an earthquake has entered into the meeting. Very powerful, very massive, very historic, very dreadful. I literally walk in with God the Father himself. I'm going to walk in with God the Father himself. It's going to be an unbelievable moment on the earth. Everybody, make sure you're always on the Lord's side, because you may not see eternity. Because remember, I see people's eternity. There are people who have just filled up with their eternity, and I've seen them in the lake of fire crying, I'll respect your prophet. I'll respect your prophet. But it's too late. I see them in the lake of fire where the fire is above their head by a few kilometers. The Lord is not a joke, but he's coming in tremendous love and mercy and grace and compassion and healing. So Nakuru Menengai is going to be very massive, and the Lord is speaking on a daily basis. This is incredible. This is amazing. Every time, even several times a day, about the Nakuru Menengai grand, mega, super glorious historic healing service. And so we have a very massive visitation ahead of us here in the next probably 11 days or 10 or so. And it will be very massive, very, very massive, right from arrival into Nakuru. And the Lord yesterday is saying, this meeting will be big, meaning he really longs to come and remove families from crippledness, from blindness and deafness. You know, when somebody is crippled in a home in Africa here, the whole homestead, the whole family is detained, is also crippled in that form or the other. When someone is blind, the whole family is caught up. It's an agony. And they always project how what will happen 50 years from now or 30 years from now with this blind, this cripple, this blind, this deaf. And so the Lord is coming in massive power. It will be a storm when I enter that meeting. And many, many blessed families in this country, humble families, will be set free. They would go back with their cripples walking and joy and celebration. The cripples will never be pulled or picked again and carried to toilets and humiliated in that form. I have seen cripples walking, one of them wearing almost an orangish, yellowish kind of orangish, brownish trouser. He's actually a man. And even I've seen others who are cerebral palsy. They don't look young at all. Young men walking and, you know, doing them out like that, you know what cerebral palsy does to them. But finally up, and his faculties are restored, and he's able to coordinate his limbs and step up and support his weight and put one leg forward, put another forward, like that. Many, many blind, many deaf. Every disease under the sun is going to be healed at Nakuru Menengai 6. I have now opened today the fountain of the eternal blood of Jesus into Nakuru Menengai 6. It's going to be massive historic. It's going to be a massive celebration of the eternal blood of Jesus. We're simply coming to celebrate the eternal, everlasting blood of Jesus as the Lord heals his people left and right and center and back and forward and everywhere. Even up to the corners of the meeting, I see them coming with a storm, wheelchairs lifted up. It will be quite incredible. The Messiah is coming. It will be beneficial to live your life as though this could be the day when the king arrives to take the church, when the Messiah comes to take you home. Then when that day hits, you will not be found unaware and be put to shame. This is he about whom it was written in the Bible that I'll send my messenger ahead of you before the dreadful day of the Lord arrives to prepare your way. Then the messenger of the covenant you're waiting for will come to his temple, says the Lord of hosts. I'll send my messenger to prepare my way, meaning preparing the way for God the Father, that the Messiah may come to the temple, that the kingdom of God may come. Those of you in other nations, we have seen very massive list of VIPs from all over the world. Very, very senior people coming from all over the world. We have seen their flight itineraries. We have seen their bookings. And we are working very tightly to change those that need to be changed. Because some of them are very high caliber, so we need to handle security matters and so forth. We have seen massive different communities, different nations. We have seen those from Europe, those from Latin America, those from the USA, those from Australia, from Asia, Africa here. It's massive numbers of people coming. Senior leaders, senior government leaders, senior church leaders are coming to this meeting. So this is a meeting like none other. Nakuru is going to be such like a capital city of Kenya. It's going to be very massive. The hotels there have been booked. And so we have seen the itineraries. We are trying to arrange them according to their statuses. And those of you abroad, please help us. If there's someone, we have seen top senior archbishops from Europe, heads of denominations coming. Please alert us when they're traveling so we give them the due honor, and senior political leaders of your nations. We have also seen very huge community, the Chinese community from Italy, a very big, we're up to 40 right now. And then we'll have from the other side of Asia also, from Hong Kong, Taiwan, and everywhere. Singapore, very, very massive. It's going to be very big, just the number of visitors alone that are going to flood Nakuru. All the hotels are full. They're going to be totally locked out, full. Full of guests. And even the gas stations in Nakuru, please, we're asking that our teams on the ground advise them to fill their tanks many times during that time so that there is no shortage of gas in Nakuru. Supermarkets may run out of water and bread and sodas and cakes and fruits, you know, be very careful. I know two supermarkets are going to set up inside the meeting because we cannot have millions of people coming out of the meeting, going to town and back. So three supermarkets are setting up. They are setting up their supermarkets inside the meeting of the Lord because of the huge number. And normally Safaricom will set up a booster there because of the millions of phone calls that will be taking place at any one time. It can crash the system around that area and in the land, though. So many, many systems are up, running, bless the Lord. But we have seen a huge number of leaders, and we have also received communications from heads of governments who want to attend. So it's a very big situation, very, very big right now as we speak. The Messiah is coming. I've seen a massive visitation. The Lord brings us Nakuru like a storm, like a storm. We come to Nakuru like a storm, like a tsunami. When we just begin to enter like this, creepers get up from all directions up to the end of the meeting. It's chaotic, it's beautiful, it's powerful. At one decree of the eternal blood of Jesus. And many, many blind, many deaf, many mute, it will be such a situation when we walk in. And now I've seen cancer, cerebral palsy, the greater details now. See them walking now when they are walking. And looking sideways like this, doing their teeth like that. Now you see, they were drooling, but the drooling has stopped, and they're not young also sometimes. There are those also have seen girls, little girls, daughters healed. Now blind eyes opened, they are now holding on to their moms and so forth. Very big moment, a biblical moment is taking place. The Lord has finally fulfilled the scripture on the book of Malachi chapter 4. Verses 4 to 6, fulfilled in your eyes. Verses 4 to 5, and verse 6 is underway. Fulfilled in your eyes right now, in a very tremendous way, blessed people. Very powerful way. The Lord has brought us back. And now you see the nations are gathering to us to seek counsel. This is very powerful biblical moment on the earth and in the church. The Messiah is coming. Prepare very well for the visitation. Those who need to be baptized, be baptized. Repent and be ready. Prepare your hearts. Remember, this is the reflection of how we prepare for that glorious day of visitation, of the coming of the Messiah. Thank you. Toda Rabba. Yom Tov. Baruch Hashem.